It is a morning digestion for this December 9th, Monday morning. It's another weird day. The impeachment hearings, just to bring you up to date of what's going on, we've entered the college debate phase where lawyers for the Democrats and lawyers for the Republicans and a lawyer for the Intelligence Committee, which sent over its report, are arguing that Trump should be impeached, Trump should not be impeached, blah, blah, blah. And that's all that's going to happen today is lawyers are going to make, their points. It's become the debating society. And, these are smart guys, and they could argue either side of the case if they wanted to. That's what lawyers do. That's what you do on a debate team. So it's, in other words, it has no relevance to you whatsoever. Nonetheless, during the podcast, I'll play a couple of bites just because they're interesting. I mean, I really think the story of the day, of the week, of for quite a while is Joe Biden. He continues to thrash around, never mind trying to answer questions from Republicans, trying to answer questions from Democrats and the left-wing media about why it was he didn't notice that he had a conflict of interest being the point man on Ukraine policy when his son suddenly gets a job on the board. Not just any job, but as a board member of this Ukrainian gas company, which is being investigated by the Ukrainian officials. And Biden he's working up a head of steam about this every time he's asked, but he ends up saying some things that are just out of, well, like this one: no one ever warned me that there could be a conflict of interest.
Nobody warned me about a potential conflict of interest. Nobody warned me about that. And at the same time,
George Kent, the State Department official, testified that he raised it to you.
No, he didn't say
to your staff.
He did not
to your
staff.
I stand corrected.
Never heard that once.
Okay, so now he's splitting hairs between somebody telling him or somebody telling his staff. This is that is an NPR anchor reporter, Rachel Martin, who I think is pretty good. And, if he's getting that from NPR, just imagine what he's going to get from Trump on the stage. And if he goes around raging, nobody ever told me I had a conflict of interest, it kind of begs the question, how come you didn't figure it out for yourself? Why didn't your own damn alarm bells go off? And now he's saying, I won't do it anymore. Nobody in my family, not my brother, not my sons, are going to have any business with foreign companies. Oh, okay. So when you're caught, there's a new rule. These are the same people who are yelling, Donald Trump released the aid to Ukraine when he got caught. I don't seem to notice that it's Biden who got caught as well. On the list and links, impeachment. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have the same story. It's like they call each other up, It's all Rudy's fault. It's just Rudy. Rudy's the problem. New York Times and hearings today in Nadler's committee. It's all about lawyers arguing. I already said that. Washington Post, the witnesses need contributions from you to pay for lawyers. This is probably true. You cannot go before these committees without lawyers. And Michael Caputo, is that who it was? Yeah, said that every time he went down there to testify, it cost him $25,000. New York Times, the IG report is supposed to come out today. It's not going to be as bombshelly as Republicans would have liked, according to people who've gotten hints about it. The New York Times editorial board says Trump is demeaning Congress. So what? Congress is trying to throw him out of office. He's demeaning him? Of course he's demeaning him. He'd probably nuke him if he had a chance. Trump, he's mad at Fox for booking liberal guests. This is in The Hill. You know, hey, Donald, it's John here. I started going, you know, I was anchoring on Fox starting in the year 2000. My show was all liberal guests on some days, mostly from the Clinton administration. I mean, this has been going on a long time. It's nothing new, and it's not just meant to, you know, undermine you. Axios, why doesn't he blame the Saudis more? Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. Politics. Biden says if you elect him, he won't do it again. New York Post. NPR. Biden says staff didn't warn him Hunter's job was a conflict of interest. The money quote is, nobody warned me about a potential conflict of interest, which you heard me play. Nobody warned me about that. Then there was something he added that wasn't in that bite. They should have told me. Politico. So Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg are shooting at each other about, you know, Buttigieg, she worked for McKinsey, the consulting firm, which never tells what it does and what kind of advice it offers clients or even who the clients are. And Buttigieg worked for them. And there's some feeling that he might have worked for some, you know, corrupt government, or he might have worked for some big corporation that was raping and pillaging. So, and then he shot back at her about her corporate work. Okay, so she released information that she made $1.9 million doing corporate work over three decades. Now, it sounds like a lot, but we're talking about over 30 years. It was 1984, I think it was. So, you know, it works out to be about $60,000 a year. You know, and it's just, I don't know, but it doesn't seem like all that much. This is extra work while she was a professor at Harvard. Politico, Roger Stone might get a pardon. That panting you hear is Cisco has just come in from the outside and has had a good time out in the weather, which is about to get cold. Terror. The war in Afghanistan, officials said progress. There was none, and they knew it. This is the Washington Post. This is a Washington Post investigation. They're trying to redo the Pentagon Papers. Basically, Afghanistan was fucked from the beginning, but they kept telling us we're doing fine there, and they knew we weren't. Well, what are they supposed to say? Hey, we're doing this war here and we're just losing. They're supposed to do that every day? Hey, we're losing. That isn't how it works. This strikes me as, okay. You know, Afghanistan probably stayed too long. It's they call it the, what was that book? Into the Land of Bones? About all of the various conquerors who've tried to conquer Afghanistan, going back to Alexander the Great, they all come to ruin. New York Times, about that Saudi shooter at Pensacola. Well, it turns out he was really touchy about that mustache. And the instructor in the class nicknamed him Porn Stash, referring to his mustache. Now, you know, that doesn't excuse shooting people, but what was that instructor doing? You know, like, just, you know, these people are all so touchy about their macho image. I mean, what was that guy doing? Porn Stash? Shut up. Immigration, that nasty Trump is still locking up families. They're very lovely places. They're air conditioned, so, but they're so unhappy. Damn him. I don't know. I guess what these liberals want is, hey, if you show up at the border, just come in. I mean, here's the Trump administration trying to accommodate people by putting them in places while they wait for their asylum hearing. They have to have an asylum hearing. But apparently you shouldn't do that. You should just turn them loose. China. Yeah, we're locking up Muslims. What's the problem? This is the New York Times. These are rehabilitation camps, and they're working very well. What are you guys bitching about? Interesting piece in New York City, bicycles versus everybody. This is the New York Times. So apparently what's happened is, I haven't been back in a few months, and I even when I was there, I think it was September. I didn't notice this, but apparently they put bike lanes right next to the gutter. So when people pull over, like in front of a hotel, they can't pull right to the curb. They pull to the edge of the bike lane. Then they open the door and you bang, bike goes in. So there's these problems with doormen at these hotels and people getting out of cars to go into the hotel. You know, I imagine elsewhere it's delivery trucks, which are everywhere in New York, and they're usually right up against the curb. Well, not now. You got to leave this little bike lane. I don't know. Okay, New York Post and Fox News. TV reporter is out covering a runner's race, like a 5K or 10K or something. And she's standing right in where they're running. So they're like going by her really close. And as, you know, it's a guy goes by and he slaps her on the butt. And she is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, you know, claims assault, assault. And then in Fox News, oh, they found that jogger and they banned him forever. Elaine, you know, Julie Dreyfus, what is it? Elaine from Seinfeld complains that Saturday Night Live was a bunch of drunks, drugged out, and sexist when she was there. New York Times, you probably didn't hear about this, but there was a big art thing going on in Miami, and this artist who does things just to cause attention, gaffer taped a banana to a wall and put a price tag of $120,000 on it. And all these people are going around having their picture taken with it. And then some guy pulled the tape off of it and ate the banana. And the New York Times is writing a piece in defense of the $120,000 banana, which got ate. Washington Post and others, this is a big story. 50 tourists were on an island in New Zealand. And the island is a volcano, and it erupted. They managed to get, I think, 23 off the island alive. They definitely have 5 dead, but there's no signs of life on the island. And so they presume that another 20-some are also dead. And my question is, why are you going to a volcano island, Mr. and Ms. Tourists? A lot of them were New Zealanders. They weren't all just dopey international tourists. Okay, so the email address is host@johngibson.com. The bitch box is 859-544-2766. And the Twitter account is @GibsonRadio. Check it out and retweet me. And if you have not subscribed, go to johngibson.com and subscribe. By the way, a bunch of people got multiple notices that their card was being charged. It turned out that the notice part of the program was screwed up. Your card was not being charged more than once, but Josh went and fixed it. Okay, see you on the podcast a little bit later.